Oh, yeah, of course there is. It's alchemy. That's what we're talking about. You have to deconstruct your mind and its defense mechanisms and denial structures, and you have to dissolve the separate fragments and bring them into unity. There's a lot of different alchemical processes that have to be done, and we could talk for a long time on all of those different processes, but they're well known. And really, our Atmanology sessions are for that, but so are many of our other processes. But it's definitely an alchemical order that we are creating, not an order of bhakti and surrender. There's no one here who is really totally surrendered. So everyone has to do it alchemically, not the other way. If you could surrender, yes, it would be the fastest, but you would have to be in a total state of trust and of letting go of all of your desires and say, I put myself totally in the hands of God, and whatever God's will is, I accept. If you can do that, great, but most people are going to say, no, wait a minute, I want to have a say in this. So the approach of refining your own consciousness and maturing it to the point where it actually resonates at that same level, that it realizes that acceptance is actually the best strategy, because the Tao is the most intelligent way to proceed. And if you want to have the best outcome, you want to do it according to the highest intelligence. So they both will come to the same final point, but you will do it, as somebody said, the scenic way, and the way of discovering all of the inadequacies and delusions in the ego and ripping it apart and burning it in the fire and gradually refining yourself into the pure gold of absolute consciousness.
Thank you. What came to mind last night, for some reason, I love this saying you once said years ago, that you can't be half pregnant. And I was thinking, like, that surrender, you can't kind of half-heartedly surrender.
Right.
That's why you're recommending this more scenic route, or that's what we do here.
Yeah, I don't think, you know, I'm not recommending it. I'm just saying nobody is taking the other route, so this is what's left. And that's why we need all these maps and diagrams and all of that, so you realize at least what you have to do alchemically in order to get to that place of the absolute consciousness. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.